Welcome to Farm to Stable, a science-based equine nutrition podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nettie Liebert. I'm a lifelong horse person and professional equine nutritionist with the goal of helping horses and their humans create balanced diets to set them up for success, no matter what age, discipline, or circumstance. Disclaimer, the information discussed here is based on current scientific research and is for educational purposes only. Every horse's individual needs vary. This is not a substitute for veterinary medicine or nutrition consultation. Hello, and welcome to the Farm to Stable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nettie Liebert, and this episode is all about hay nets. So yes, the simple, humble tool used in many barns in the world, maybe an afterthought in some cases, but they do have some very functional properties. And yes, there is scientific research behind the use of hay nets for a number of different situations. So I thought it would be useful to talk about hay nets, their function, and what has actually been studied and evaluated out there. So commonly, people use hay nets to decrease the amount of waste of hay, to slow down consumption and increase the time that a horse has something to chew on, especially if pasture is not available or very limited, or for a weight loss diet, and also to know exactly how much a horse is being fed or exactly how much they're consuming. And there are more benefits. And again, as I said, yes, there is university-based research behind this stuff. Of course there is. So a good deal of the study came out of the University of Minnesota and the University of Wisconsin here in the United States. And I am putting some references and links in the show notes. So if you want to pull that stuff up, you absolutely can. So have you ever really thought about why hay nets are there? Are they stressful? Do they have nutritional benefits? Do they really work to reduce waste? We're going to answer these questions and more. So I commonly hear from horse owners who use hay nets not only to reduce waste, but to extend the amount of time it takes for their horses to finish a ration of hay. Very common, especially for your metabolic horses or your horses that need to lose weight. And in fact, the use of hay nets can help reduce the time a horse has something to chew on between feedings, which if they're going more than 4 hours without some forage, that can increase the risk for equine gastric ulcer disease. So that's a whole other discussion. But specifically, there was a study in which horses were fed a couple of different ways. They were fed hay off the stall floor, which was a control group, or from one of three types of hay nets. And really this had to do with the opening of the holes in the hay nets. So one, the large one was a little over 15 centimeters, medium was 4.4 centimeters, and small was 3.2 centimeter openings. So the average time it took the horse to consume the hay was 3.1 and 3.4 hours for the control and the large hay net, respectively. So not that long. And when they looked at the medium and the small hay nets, that increased to 5.1 and 6.5 hours, respectively, for the medium and small hay nets, and as they measured it in the second part of the study. So the small net doubled consumption time. The medium-sized holes were not that far behind. This is huge, again, especially if your horse has to be on a limited hay diet. Now, of course, the amount of time it takes your horse to consume a given ration of hay is going to depend with how much hay you're starting from to begin with. That's going to vary, of course. But just to give you a sense of how these hay nets can really help extend that chew time is the point of discussing this research here. So now another question I get asked is with regard to safety. Are hay nets safe? The answer is yes, when they're used properly. What do we know about this? What do we know about the use of hay nets in equine diets when it comes to safety? Well, one of the questions had to do with dental health, and dental examinations of horses that were eating hay with hay nets and without hay nets had no differences in a number of ways that one, that a veterinarian would measure dental health. And this included the gingiva or the gums, any food that was stuck in the teeth or any cracks or chips in the teeth. And they saw no difference in dental wear, no difference in any of these parameters. So that's a good thing. Now, the same study followed horses over the course of 2 years. So they really invested in this. And the horses that were consuming hay from a net did have a lower body condition score and lost weight compared to the horses that were consuming hay without a net. So the latter of which actually gained weight. So the study suggests and puts some real data behind the use of hay nets for weight loss diets. Now, of course, it's a little more nuanced than that. You're depending on how much hay the horse is getting and what's right for that individual. But in general, this is really very promising. Now, they also did a second study to show that the use of hay nets were effective for weight loss diets. And interestingly, and there's a catch here, it may help moderate glucose and insulin concentrations in the blood. It may help keep them steady as well. But here's the catch. The study was conducted in healthy horses. So these results may not be the same. They may vary in horses with metabolic disease, such as Cushing syndrome or equine metabolic syndrome. But think about it logically. The longer it takes a horse to consume a given ration of hay, the more slow and steady intake they have. So logically, it does make sense. Now, if we're talking about metabolic horses, we could get into soaking hay and hay analyses. We're not going to do that today. But more study is certainly needed. Who knew that more study was needed on hay nets? But yes, absolutely. This is what we do. Now, the next question you may be asking is, does a hay net hurt my horse's neck? Now, according to research, the answer is no. Assuming the horse does not have pre-existing neck, back, or jaw problems. So here's what they found. Now, researchers fed horses eating round bale hay in a large net, and the hole openings were 4.5 centimeters. So these were considered more medium-sized openings. And remember that the medium-sized openings were one of the openings that extended the amount of time it took horses to consume a given ration of hay from a previous study. They found that eating from these round bale hay nets may influence the range of motion when they looked at chin to chest movements and chin to fetlock movements. So some of you may be doing these types of what's commonly known as carrot stretches in your horse to help stretch the top line and help increase mobility in horses. So they actually saw a positive effect here. They saw no effect on the TMJ joint or temporomandibular joint. For those of you that don't know what the TMJ is, it's where the lower and the upper jaw connect. Some horses do have some arthritis and things there, but they did not see any negative effects on the TMJ joint. They didn't see any difference in pain thresholds when they measured them at the jaw, the pole, and the withers. And at the end of the day, the authors did recommend regular chiropractic care for horses using hay nets. Now, there was a chiropractor that was part of this study, and horses eating from the hay nets did have some slightly higher subluxations compared to horses with no hay nets. So hence the recommendation to have regular chiropractic care. Again, that depends on the individual horse's needs and having regular veterinary evaluations anyway, just to make sure that things are where they are supposed to be. So would there be differences with smaller hold hay nets? We don't know yet. More research is needed. But in these more moderately sized hay net holes of 4.45 centimeters, they did not see a lot of negative impact. In fact, a lot of positive ones. So that's really good. Is it all rosy? Is it all perfect? Are there downsides to hay nets? The answer is potentially yes, there are. And specifically when we're talking about horses with respiratory sensitivities or COPD, a study of young thoroughbreds that were fed either from a hay net or hay on the ground, the horses that were consuming hay from a hay net had an increase in potential airway inflammation from the little small inhaled particles. So this can happen. So if you have a horse with respiratory sensitivities, a hay net may be a challenge, and dampening or wetting the hay could potentially help reduce that if a hay net is necessary. So it's not necessarily a deal breaker, but it is something to keep in mind. Another study looked at horses consuming hay out of a hay net long term. So they looked at 82 days, so almost 3 months. The researchers did report some increases in frustration in horses, frustrating behaviors. Some other negative behaviors they noted included increased pawing and pacing, And hay nets did have large holes, so 14.2 squared centimeters. Is it right for every horse? No, not necessarily. Not all horses get frustrated from eating from a hay net. Some do, some don't. Sometimes horses, for example, my own horse gets a hay net in his turnout. He's turned out on a dry lot. So that hay net serves to reduce waste, to slow him down so that he has a little longer time to consumption of his hay while he's outside. But in the morning and in the evening, he eats his hay off the ground. So he has a little bit of a combination. That's what works for him. So what works for your horse or any other horse may vary. So there's positives and negatives to all situations, right? Use of hay nets or not, but they really do have a place in dietary management in a lot of cases, particularly for weight loss diets, for managing waste, especially when budget is in mind. We know nowadays we are all very conscious of budget. Everything is very expensive, and we certainly don't want our precious hay to go to waste, especially if you're relying on it or you don't have access to pasture. So there could be a place, but again, whatever works for you, you need to work with your equine nutritionist and a veterinarian to see what works best for your individual horse. So I hope you learned something maybe you didn't know about hay nets. I've hit some highlights in this episode, and there isn't time to cover every single study. Yes, there are more studies out there than what I've mentioned today, but the point is to describe some of the main benefits and considerations for using a hay net and to possibly dispel some of the myths that you may have heard about the use of hay nets. So the bottom line, use of hay nets depends on an individual horse's needs. The benefits may or may not outweigh the risks depending on the horse, and the nets have been repeatedly shown to support weight loss diets and reduce waste. Again, important when keeping to a budget, which we all are. So hay nets may not be suitable for horses with respiratory sensitivities or any history of COPD. So just something to keep in mind if you have a horse with allergies or allergies that flare up during certain times of the year. And then consider, we know that when we wet hay down or soak it a little bit, it can dampen those little small particles. So there may be a compromise in there if a hay net is needed for a horse with respiratory sensitivities. But again, we need a little more research to make that an official statement. So once again, as always, I hope you've learned a little something about hay nets. Now, if you have questions or there's a specific topic you'd like to hear about, you know what to do. Just reach out to equinenutritionphd@yahoo.com. Love to hear your topic suggestions and any additional questions you may have. This podcast is for you and designed, of course, to be educational. So I hope you enjoyed this week's discussion about hay nets. Happy riding. Stay warm out there. We know we're very cold here in North America, most of us anyway, and be safe out there in riding. And of course, would be remiss if not to extend our thoughts and hopes for all of those suffering from the fires in Los Angeles. And if you are able to help in any way possible, please do. Thank you so much for listening to Farm to Stable and Equine Nutrition Podcast, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Farm to Stable, a science-based equine nutrition podcast. Please share and subscribe if you found the content interesting, and if you have a topic you'd like to hear about, send it to equinenutritionphd@yahoo.com.